live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up this evening, a funding package of over €5.5 million has been announced for walking and cycling infrastructure in Donegal. The PRO of the MICA Action Group says the enhanced MICA redress scheme must be expedited. Donegal County Council is being urged to reassess a junction in the Letterkenny area after a multi-car crash at the weekend. And the Green Party says masks may be fully phased out by the end of February. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First in news though, the main Letterkenny to Jerry Road is currently closed following a crash. Gardaí say diversions will be in place at Killyvery until later this evening. The two-car collision is believed to have occurred this afternoon. It's understood no serious injuries have been sustained. A funding package of over €5.5 million has been announced for walking and cycling infrastructure in Donegal. €5.59 million is being made available for works across the county, including the Letterkenny Cathedral One-Way Project, the Safety Schools Programme and new footpath projects. Welcoming the announcement, Minister Charlie McConlogue says the works will help to rejuvenate towns and villages and make them safer places in which to work and live. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The biggest allocation, €750,000, goes to the Letterkenny Cathedral one-way system. €350,000 has been set aside for Sesha O'Neill Footbridge in Ballybuffet and Milltown Bridge in Crossroads, Killygordon, while several footpath projects are being supported, including a €300,000 allocation for paths in Castlefin, Stranraer, Ballybuffet and Brocca, and €250,000 for paths in Donegal Town, Bundoran, Ballyshannon, Kilcar and Killybegs. There are also footpath developments and improvements planned for Letterkenny, Dunloe, Killay, Moville, Bunbeg, Mallintown, Carndonagh, Falkara, Milford and Muff. A local transport plan is being developed for Donegal Town. €300,000 is being set aside for support infrastructure for the Safe to Schools programme and €200,000 has been set aside for low-cost junction tightening and pedestrian crossing schemes. Full details of all projects on our website, highlandradio.com.
Well, Letterkenny Councillor Kian Brogan expects work to start on the one-way system in the town in March.
The one-way system has been talked about now for a long time. We were allocated €1 million last year, and we're now just the appointment of a contractor is imminent on that scheme, and obviously there's an additional €750,000, so that's a huge investment again.
What's the timeline for the start of work on the one-way system and ultimately its completion?
I would imagine that works will be starting in March, and I would imagine that 12 months we'll see a huge change in that whole area, and with the appointment of a contractor is imminent. A lot of these works, in fairness, our own council team has done great work on the ground over the past 12 months and improving a lot of the footpaths and stuff around the town. I want to take this opportunity to pay tribute to our own council team on the ground, because despite the fact that they probably lost 3 months last year, carried out great work and seeing some footpaths finished to a very, very high standard.
The PRO of the MICA Action Group says the enhanced MICA redress scheme must be expedited. It came as a blow to affected homeowners last week as it emerged that it could be September before any real progress on the rollout of the scheme is made. Speaking on social media, Michael Doherty says Donegal TDs must redouble their efforts to ensure homeowners are not waiting months to access the scheme.
The other part that then was talked about as well was obviously the new scheme, right? And the rollout of the new scheme, and that being extended to September was a real body blow to us there. We were led all to believe all along that we should be seeing this side of Easter implemented. The Minister gave us his assurances, and I do believe that that has been worked in earnest with the Attorney General, Paul Gallagher, and so on. But there's a legislative end of that needs sorted out, and we just have to trust that that's going to happen. But we'll be putting pressure on, and I think we need to get our Donegal TDs to the table here as well and make sure that question time was not wasted and that this is expedited. It can't be a September job for us here. They have to do something to pull that in. Okay, and we were led to believe that all stops were pulled out to make that happen, but you know, if that's the case, they need to redouble their efforts to bring that into a sensible timeline again.
There's been a further 8,039 COVID-19 cases confirmed by the Department of Health. 4,347 people registered a positive antigen test through the HSE portal yesterday, while a further 3,692 received a positive PCR test. Well, the Green Party says masks may be fully phased out by the end of February. Face coverings are no longer required in pubs and restaurants, but must be worn on public transport and in shops. Minister Eamon Ryan says it still makes sense to wear masks on buses and trains.
I think we did. We set the date to 28th of February, I think, is the next date where we'll review it. But it's on public transport. It's just good health practice. There's a lot of COVID out there still, so it makes a lot of sense. And their people have to be on a bus to get to work or get to school or get to college. And I think they deserve the respect of everyone wearing a mask.
The European Commission says there can be a timely agreement on the Northern Ireland Protocol with goodwill on both sides. Vice President Maro Sefcovic says he had a constructive meeting with Britain's Foreign Secretary Liz Truss in Brussels today. Their officials will meet next week and a meeting of the EU-UK Committee on the Withdrawal Agreement will take place in February. Mr. Sefcovic says a breakthrough can be made.
I find it particularly important that our teams dive into the questions related to the movement of goods between Great Britain and Northern Ireland. So if political goodwill is maintained, our discussions could lead to a timely agreement on durable solutions that would immediately and significantly help operators on the ground.
Meanwhile, a new €35 million fund has been set up to help coastal communities improve pier and harbour infrastructure. The scheme was established by the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine in response to Brexit and its impacts on fishing communities. Funding of up to €1 million is being offered for coastal upgrade projects over the next 2 years. Local authorities are being encouraged to apply for government funding, which will cover up to 85% of a project's cost. Minister for Agriculture Charlie McConnell says he's aware of the challenge faced by coastal communities.
It will be followed by further investments over the course of this year in other aspects of our fishing sector, particularly those that are closer to UK waters. But this €35 million will be a fund which all coastal councils will be able to apply for. And we'll see from Louth to Waterford, across to Cork, Kerry, right up to Donegal, improved and developed over the next 2 years through this funding.
There's an acute need for land in Buncrana to be rezoned. That's according to Councillor Rena Donaghy, who says the delay in starting work on a new town plan for the area is affecting the prospect of addressing the town's housing shortage, not to mention the crisis caused by mica. Work on a new plan should have started 2 years ago, but it was delayed due to COVID. Councillor Donaghy says the delay is hampering attempts to deliver housing.
The agricultural rural part of Buncrana, that is the area where people within the urban area are not allowed to build on at the minute. And some of the people who want to get planning permission are precluded and they may be living within a stone's throw of the land. I have two couples now and their land where they're living now is separated by a road. It's as simple as that. We're working on the 14 to 20 development plan. We're now into 2022. And the 2020 to 26 plan has not even begun. The Letterkenny plan, I know planners were busy there, but I asked that our plan would run in tandem with that. And I really want this plan to start ASAP, because with the mica issue, there is a much more acute need now in Buncrana to have land rezoned. There's a number of developers who want to develop in Buncrana and build much needed houses, and they're precluded because the land is in the wrong zoning.
Is it your fear that we may see the Buncrana plan slip even further down the line because other priorities will effectively take over?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I said 6 months ago. I said the next thing we'll be talking about a review for the county plan, and that's exactly what has happened now, the review for the county plan. And I know that that has to happen too, but we just need to get the Buncrana plan started. We need to get staff. It's a long, slow process. You know, it's not something that you're going to do within 6 months. We need to get the land rezoned and we need to do it as quickly as possible.
Donegal County Council is being urged to reassess a junction in the Letterkenny area after a multi-car crash at the weekend. On Friday evening, three young men required hospital treatment after three cars collided at the Killyclug-Killylasson Junction. Cahir Long of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh, has raised safety concerns over the junction several times in recent years. He says it's an issue that must be looked at again.
That particular junction has been raised by me, already on a number of occasions, but it's been raised and highlighted by other councillors as well. It is a dangerous junction, and you know, we have been calling on a regular basis for safety measures at that junction, and now we've had this accident there just on Friday. So, you know, hopefully, as a result of that, we can maybe get some action and get it properly looked at and get safety measures introduced and implemented there. It's badly needed. It's overdue. And we have been warning about the dangers of it for a long time.
And indeed, one of the responses from the council a few years ago when this issue was brought up by yourself was that they said that the crossroads was in a good enough condition. But as it's been brought up by yourself and many other councillors many times, would you disagree perhaps with that assessment now?
Well, I think Friday's accident shows that there is a very real danger at that junction. It's been highlighted by the residents in the area too for a long time, and it has been raised by us in the council on a regular basis. So have you come back now, Daniel, and speaking to the roads engineers and asking that they look urgently at providing better safety measures and making that junction safe.
Police in Derry are appealing for information regarding a man missing from the city since Saturday. 33-year-old Paul Blakely was last seen in the Strathfoyle area at around 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. He's described as 5'6" in height, of a medium build, with short brown hair and a short brown beard. Anyone who may have any information regarding Paul's whereabouts is asked to contact police on the non-emergency number 101.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with soccer. Watford have reportedly sacked manager Claudio Ranieri. The club dropped into the Premier League's relegation zone on Friday night following a 3-0 defeat at home to Norwich. Ranieri was only appointed in October, signing a 2-year deal. While Brentford manager Thomas Frank has signed a new contract which will keep him at the club until 2025. The Dane oversaw their promotion to the Premier League for the first time in their history last season, and they're currently 14th in the table. Sligo Rovers have completed the signing of striker Aidan Keane from Falkirk. The 22-year-old moves from the Scottish side on a free transfer and becomes their fourth new signing. Keane bagged 5 goals in half a season at Falkirk. The former Republic of Ireland under-21 international also had spells at St Pat's, Hearts, Queen's Park, Dunfermline Athletic and Hartlepool. And Shamrock Rovers have signed Irish under-21 international Andy Lyons from rivals Bohemians. The left-back has signed a multi-year deal with the Tala club. The 21-year-old has met up with his new teammates as they prepare for the President's Cup tie on the 11th of February against St Patrick's Athletic. This season's Sigerson Cup journey for the LYIT continues on Tuesday evening when the Letterkenny College host UCD at the Donegal GA Centre in Convoy. History will be made as it's the first Sigerson game to be played in the county. Pater Mogan, Jason McGee, Keelan Ward and Conor O'Donnell all started the Dr McKenna Cup final for Donegal on Saturday, and they will line out again for the LYIT this week, where Jack McKelvey will be wearing the blue of the Dublin side. The winner of the tie will go to the quarter-final stage of the competition. LYIT manager Maxie Curran says the players will be focused on the occasion, but will be fully focused on the task at hand as well.
It's a lovely occasion. It's a real pleasure to be part of it. You know, we spoke last week about the strides that LYIT are making as a educational institution, and you know, to have Sigerson football played in the county is great. I think it's great for GAA followers, and you know, it can only be good for Donegal football going down the lane too.
And I'm sure you'll have the guys well enough grounded, and there's enough experience around that group to have it grounded at the occasion. It's not really going to sort of affect the group. It's all about getting stuck in and playing good football.
Yeah, look, ultimately getting over the line, that's the big one. You know, we went down the road to play UL Limerick down in Dome last Tuesday, and you know, it was a great experience for everybody to play, you know, against players with a standard of Clifford and Sean Powder and Will McLaughlin and Stephen McCumber, these kind of guys. And you know, the occasion was there to be played as well as the actual game, and probably we got off to a brilliant start, so it definitely didn't faze us. And look, we have quite a young and experienced group, and I think comes with that is a wee bit of having no fear in what you're doing, and I think that showed in the first wee period of the game. You know, we probably didn't see the game through in the same game that we started, but look, to give everybody a real taste for it, you know, I think we've proved everybody involved in the group, you know, that, you know, we're good enough to go toe-to-toe with anybody, and I think it's a great occasion, a great opportunity to have a powerhouse like UCD. You know, they've 33,000 students versus our 4 or 5, so, you know, it's a great location for our great David and Goliath, and it's just setting up nicely for us, I think.
That's LIT manager Maxi Curran. There's more from Maxi available now in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. And that throw-in time to the first ever Sigerson game to be played in the county is 6 o'clock on Tuesday evening at the Donegal GA Centre. The National Football League, of course, gets underway for Donegal this Sunday when they take on Mayo in their Division 1 opener at Marchevic Park in Sligo. We will, of course, have full live match commentary from the game this coming Sunday, which throws in at 1:45. Mayo All-Star midfielder Matthew Rowan will be unavailable for the game and will miss the two opening games in the National League. The two-game suspensions was handed out from the Breffni clubman sending off late in the All-Ireland final against Tyrone. The sending off came about after an altercation with Tyrone's Con Kilpatrick. And ahead of the game, it looks like the water break will be ditched with the lifting of restrictions. As expected, the GA will do away with the water break, which was brought in as sport returned after the first wave of the pandemic. It will revert back to Tumar Ishkas on the sideline. In rugby, Josh van der Flair is an injury doubt ahead of Ireland's Six Nations opener against Wales. The flanker will have a minor groin injury, or has a minor groin injury, and sustained in the game against Bath, and will be assessed by the Irish medical team. Jordan Lamar is of no such concern to Andy Farrell, despite suffering a facial injury in Saturday's win at the Rec, while James Ryan and Tadhg Furlong will have respective hamstrings and calf injuries monitored as well while they are in the Ireland camp. And finally, in tennis, it's been another day of shocks in the women's draw at the Australian Open. Second seed Anna Sabalenka lost in a 3-set tiebreaker to Kia Kanepi. The Estonian will play the 7th seed Iga Swiatek in the quarterfinals. And former finalist Samoa Halep, and former world number one as well, she was beaten in 3 sets earlier in the day by Elisa Cornet of France. That's your sport for today. Michaela, back with more tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, the government is being urged to improve rates of pay in the private healthcare sector to level out the playing field. The manager of a Donegal nursing home believes we're heading towards a staffing crisis in private healthcare settings. Anne Gallagher, manager of Hillcrest Nursing Home in Letterkenny, believes that while the pay may be better in HSE positions, working conditions may not be.
73% better rates or higher rates to provide unit cost of care in public nursing homes. And that's what's driving the problem. Because staff are going to go to where the pay is better. The terms might be better. Let's just pause for a minute and remember the conditions may not be better. But I suppose that what you take home at the end of the month is going to be, you know, you tolerate well. Will you tolerate almost anything? What's happening is that the national, what's paid to the public sector nursing homes, is in the region of 60 to 70% higher. If that playing field was evened out, either cut what's happening, what's being given to the public nursing homes to enhance and improve our rates, then we would be more than willing.
2,500 properties will be targeted under a proposed grant scheme for first-time buyers to pay for vacant or derelict properties. It will award money to people who buy a vacant property in order to refurbish it. Recent studies find that there are more than 100,000 vacant and derelict homes across the country. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien says it's been over 10 years since there was any policy to deal with such properties.
I believe it'll work well. We're going to actually target about 2,500 homes in this space. We're also going to get the housing agency, who have their own fund, to CPO some of these empty properties as well. So I see the reports have been around derelictions, not just dereliction. It can be empty properties that aren't in use. And there's a lot of work happening in this space.
With an eye, a cloudy and dull evening, mostly dry and cloudy overnight too, with lowest temperatures of 2 to 4 degrees with a touch of grass frost. And the closing headlines this evening, the main Letterkenny to Derry Road is currently closed following a crash. Gardaí say diversions will be in place at Killyvery until later this evening. A funding package of over €5.5 million has been announced for walking and cycling infrastructure in Donegal. €5.59 million is being made available for works across the county, including the Letterkenny Cathedral One-Way Project, the Safety Schools Programme and new footpath projects. The PRO of the Mica Action Group says the enhanced Mica redress scheme must be expedited. It came as a blow to affected homeowners last week as it emerged that it could be September before any real progress on the rollout of the scheme is made. And the Green Party says masks may be fully phased out by the end of February. Face coverings are no longer required in pubs and restaurants but must be worn on public transport and in shops. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 24th of January. The death has taken place of Sophia Wigham, née Canning, formerly of Glenvar, County Donegal, late of 4 Grovemount Court, Altmagavan, Derry. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Mary's Church, Ardmore. A private cremation will take place at a later date in Lakeland's crematorium. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Friends of Altmagavan, Ward 25. The death has taken place of Hugh O'Donnell, Black Hughie, 33 McGinn Avenue, Buncrana. His remains will repose at McCoughlin's Funeral Home, Buncrana, from 7 to 9 tonight and from 4 to 6 tomorrow evening. Funeral from there at 10:20 on Wednesday morning to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. And the death has occurred of John McClune, Kilrain Clohan, formerly from the Crokes and Luton, England. John's remains will repose in the oratory in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 8. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, with burial afterwards in Eden Infa Cemetery, travelling via Kilrain and the Reland Bridge. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.